Ashley Holston, A-S-H-L-E-Y-H-O-L-S-T-O-N. Let's see, she was born 12/1/96. Today's 5/29/24. Chief complaint, cough, congestion, severe sore throat, fever, chills, nausea, dizziness. Positive exposure to strep, positive exposure to possible mono, period. This is a 27-year-old young lady who's a school teacher. Comes in today with a history of above-mentioned symptoms for the past 3 days, period. In the paragraph, she says last night she had fever, chills. She has a hard time swallowing, but she's not having any respiratory distress or drooling, period. Her temperature now is 97.6. Her pulse is 101. Period. Medication, vitamins, medical problems, anemia, surgery, gastric sleeve, cholecystectomy, appendectomy. Doesn't smoke, doesn't drink. She's a teacher, also has other jobs during the day that she exposed to public last period. She's on it right now. Family history is... non-contributory. COVID immunization, none. She's alert, she's awake, she's in no distress. Hi, Kelly. Can you hold 1 second, hon? Thank you. Let's see. So she has a 260, she weighs 260 pounds, 97%, 97.6, 18, 101, 88 over 60, heart positive, swim positive, 2 lungs are clear, TMs are red, push to pharynxes. A red neurological non-focal, skin shows no rash, neck shows no meningismus, there is lymphadenopathy node on either side of the neck, there is no evidence of meningismus, there is no evidence of abscess formation, period. In the paragraph, ultrasound of the neck shows no evidence of abscess formation either. She does have what looks like lots of lymphadenopathy, thyroid cyst, 0.5 centimeter left side noted. Because of her vertigo, we looked at her echo, carotid ultrasound, which was within normal limits. Abdominal ultrasound is also normal with nausea. She does not have a gallbladder and status post-appendectomy. Period. Lymphadenopathy is stable. The patient was told what to look for as signs and symptoms of abscess formation is concerned, and to go to the emergency room if she gets worse. Findings discussed with patient at length. Next, she was given Bromfed for cough, Amoxil for antibiotic, and Rocephin and Decadron IM before leaving the office. Thank you.